Welcome to Caught Doing Something Good, a program that shines a spotlight on the positive attributes of youth in our community. This month, we talked to Harley Huntington about the math and science problems he likes to solve.
My name is Harley Huntington. I am in 7th grade. My favorite food is tacos, and I am afraid of heights and spiders.
Harley is a 7th grader at the Koyuk Malimut School. Nominated for his participation in Math Counts, a middle school mathematics competition, ANSEP, the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program, and the Spelling Bee, Harley is most comfortable in math and science classes.
What I enjoy about math is you don't have to really learn everything. You just have to learn how to do like a type of problem, and then you'd be able to do lots of problems.
Harley's inquisitive spirit serves him well in the many ANSEP projects he recalls working on.
During ANSEP Middle School Academy, we did several projects like making a windmill. Well, my favorite one was building that computer. I actually use it. There's also other fun stuff, like what we did was use different layers of insulation and to see what insulates the best. We looked at marine biology and stuff. It was really fun. I enjoyed going to Homer. We were doing that shark quiz and dissecting otters. I was very good at warming up that otter's hearts with my hands. It was like rock hard and really cold.
Harley can easily recall the challenge proposed by these projects, how he or his team executed a solution, and how his strengths and weaknesses affected the result.
There was also the balsa wood project. We had to make a bridge. The wood was very soft, but we had to make it so that it would be stable and wouldn't break. I didn't actually like that project because the person that was watching us put us in different groups where we didn't really work well together, but there was also fun parts about it.
Harley likes to be challenged through Math Counts and ANSEP, but his other passion lies outside of school. It's time to talk about a brainy video game called Minecraft.
When I go home from school, I also sometimes just go onto my computer and play my favorite game, Minecraft.
As Harley explains, Minecraft isn't just fun to play. It's also another way to explore creative problem solving.
I like it because it's what people call a sandbox game, where you could just do whatever you want. You don't actually have missions. You could just do anything. And so you could just make lots of new stuff to see how good your creations would be. I actually like to work on farms. You can make lots of big, amazing things from just smaller parts. And just be creative and have fun. That's just why I like Minecraft.
I asked Harley if he would consider adding reviews to the Minecraft-based YouTube channel he wants to start. He's not interested in that. Rather than critique the game, which his sharp level of observation can certainly do, he wants to create tutorials to help others, which not so coincidentally fits into what he thinks a leader should be able to do.
I think that a leader would be, they should definitely be able to work good with a group, and they should be the most helpful person in the group. And if two people have that same trait and are working in the same group, the leader should probably be the one who's better at doing the things that they're working on, because a leader should definitely know what they're doing, and they should definitely be good at what they're doing.
And Harley is already trying to resemble his own idea of a leader.
I have some helpful leadership qualities, in my opinion. I'm pretty good at learning new things in school, and I work pretty good with groups and just try to do the best I could, especially in school. And just see helpful qualities in myself if I would ever be a leader.
For Caught Doing Something Good, I'm Karen Trope. If you know a student who is doing good in their community, feel free to contact us at cdsg@knom.org or call us at 443-5221. Our theme music was composed by Mystery Mammal. Caught Doing Something Good. It's time to take the spotlight and shine it on the positive.